So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
Episode 89
of the Bump and Run Boys podcast. This is Blake Ross,
your boy Rob,
and Goose. Back at it watching some.
So COD is out. It's out.
Hold on.
No, multiplayer COD is definitely out.
Warzone's still in. I'm down to play Warzone.
Yeah.
Okay. Just so we're all on the same page here, because now that we've decided that multiplayer COD is out, I have a confession to make. I uninstalled COD today. I hit the uninstall button because canceled the Microsoft Game Pass subscription.
That's hurt.
Did you delete Warzone too?
I don't know. I don't think I did, but I don't think it downloaded like a desktop icon. I definitely have like the save files, I think, or something.
We'll see.
Whatever. Even if I have to re-download Warzone, it's not a big deal. But like, dude, I'm trying to get those 250 gigs back because my storage situation, as we all know, has been a massive issue. I quite literally couldn't play Marvel Rivals because there was an update and I didn't have enough storage for the update.
It's like a 1 megabyte update.
It's like literally like a nothing burger. Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm-mm. So I was like, you know what? I'm hitting the uninstall button. I had a good run. Grinded. I mean, I did what I needed to do. You know, I still had it. You know,
showed up.
And you know, the truth is that, like, you know, if the boys are playing Warzone, Warzone's free. So it's like, I know. There's no harm, no foul. And it's all good. And to be honest with you, I have truly been enjoying Marvel's Rivals.
Yeah, me too. I mean, like I said 3 weeks ago or whatever it was, I don't want to grind headshots anymore on Stakeout. Like, I have no interest in that anymore.
Zero.
I'm down to play Warzone with the boys.
Warzone.
Or maybe zombies, but like grinding multiplayer.
I mean, even zombies is kind of getting.
No, zombies is. You think headshots are
grinding. We were so hyped on zombies,
dude, though. We're running marathons around the map, and it's just like, yeah. All right, now what? Let's exfil.
It does become routine in a sense.
Yeah.
The same over and over. Maybe if they release new maps, we'll probably try those. We really haven't gone too deep in the other two maps, though.
No.
We never went, like, deep. But that one where you're underground in the water, that one's tough.
I think they're all tough.
I was about to say, like,
Liberty Falls isn't that tough.
No, but the two, Terminus and...
That's the one. Terminus is the one I'm talking about where, like...
Yeah, that one's hard. That's the one where there's the reactors and you go downstairs in the caves.
And you can go to the islands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's hard.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember the other one.
Citadel.
That's the one where it's a maze underground. You're going to like
it's
the
fucked.
Bottom of this castle.
It's fucked.
It would be better if it didn't have such a maze.
Yeah, no, I those maps are I remember the one that isn't Liberty Falls, they're all to me difficult.
Liberty Falls is really straightforward.
Did we tell you what happened when we played zombies like a while ago?
No.
So James was like, all right, I gotta finish this daily task. We need to do like the Sam challenge or whatever,
like a Sam turret or something like
it's
that.
some challenge within
Beaver
the game
fever.
So we start the game and he goes over to this thing. He's like, oh, accepted. All right, cool, I accepted it, not really paying attention. He basically sped up the game and we're getting worked in level it's level 7 and we
Sam
all die
trial. Sam trial, that's what it's called. It's you can hit this like switch and it makes like the next few rounds or so, it like
it's
just
all the
increases
rounds.
The is it
yeah.
It just increases the difficulty. Yeah,
and he's like, yeah, I'm doing it, and I'm like, I think you did the wrong thing. He's like, no, I think it was the right one. I'm like,
nah,
all right.
This is the right challenge.
Yeah, level
for sure.
7 we go down and we're like, what the fuck just happened?
Damn, level 7. Yeah, no, yeah. I don't think zombies is for you fellas. I'm just gonna throw it out there.
It's probably not.
That's with the same trial. Yeah,
that's a tough look, but hey, you know what? Zombies was good while it lasted, I think.
It was really fun.
I mean, I definitely thought it was... I enjoyed it while I was playing it, but it doesn't have that replayability that I would like in a video game.
If they come out with a new map, I'm down to play with you boys.
Yeah,
we'll get like 5-10 games in on that. And then
definitely need more maps.
Yeah.
something like that.
Because if they could bring back all the maps from previous,
yeah, why don't they?
Zombies, that'd be great.
They should. The Black Ops 1, World at War ones would be sick.
The World at War?
Hell to the yeah.
But yeah, now we're Rivals Grinders, dude.
Dude, you're telling me, man.
I don't know about Rob, but we are.
I put one day in on that.
Yeah. It was a fun day, though. We got the squad together, huh? We got the fellas.
Bro, you joined us for like a half hour.
No, I know.
Well, we had a full squad going. And like, all right, see ya.
I didn't realize that we were going to be like a six stack because I did promise Andy that I was going to play with him. So that's that. When I joined your lobby, I didn't realize. And I was like, oh, well, I'm going to get a couple games until Andy gets here. And then because I wasn't about to leave my boy hanging because it's like I promised him. I was like, yeah, we're gonna play. And to be fair, dude, Andy kind of nice at the game.
Yeah,
he's hilarious, dude. I mean, he's like a great person to play video games with because like he's just like overreacting to everything that's happening. So it's just like comical, so fun. No, I think we get him on the pod, and he'd be a great addition to these Marvel's Rivals discussions.
Yeah, it was a weird learning curve for me.
Definitely different.
I think because we were gonna load into like a practice round. And then next thing you know, Max is like, no, we're just going to go straight into the game. I'm like, oh, yeah, what a better way to learn the game.
I mean, dude, practice rounds are on your own time.
Yeah.
That ain't on six other people's time.
And then facts.
Gotta
then
be honest.
All right, I'm like, can I sprint? Can I do it? You can't do it. I'm like, ah, oh, jeez.
All right, well, there's one lesson learned in 0.5 seconds.
But then, yeah, I got to find the player who I know I'm going to be good with.
I do think that, I mean, for mouse and keyboard, it's F1. I think once you pick a character, you hit F1. I don't know what it is on controller, but it gives you a pretty solid summary of the abilities.
Yeah, it's just up on D-pad.
I think if you hold the up on the D-pad, it shows you like, the breakdown of everything.
I don't have time to do that mid-game.
Well, they have a practice zone, so in your own time, you go on a practice zone.
Well, you could even do it like before the game. I mean, depending on what mode you're in, you can they'll give you like 30 seconds. That might be all that you need.
Who did you like to play as?
The one and only Punisher. It's the only person I was good at.
Yeah.
But no, I want to learn more like healer. I feel like that would be a lot of fun.
Super helpful to a team.
Yeah.
If you can keep, it sounds obvious, but if you can keep the tank and the DPS guys alive, you're going to win.
Yeah.
Like, the time spent, I mean, the most boring part of this game is when you die. And you have to walk back to the objective.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And your team is down a man, obviously, the whole time that you're fucking doing that. So if your healers can keep the tank out there, keep DPS out there, you're going to have a huge chance at winning the game.
Yeah. So I've already started dabbling in competitive, and it is wildly annoying how everyone thinks they're a DPS character and nobody is like functional enough. I'll never forget the second lobby I ever got in for competitive. I just hear I hear three people on their microphones. They're all speaking Spanish and they're all just absolute cheeks and just they all went DPS. Like they just didn't know what the hell they were doing. And I was like, oh my God, this is a terrible gaming experience.
Honestly, it's fine to go DPS. You just got to be solid. If you're going to be, go ahead and be good at it.
Well, I think the main issue is that they're communicating in Spanish and they all locked the same role. I think that was probably what annoyed me the most.
What can you do about
that? Did that force you to play a different role?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're trying to win, you're going to try and round out the team with characters that you think are going to balance it out. Yeah. But the problem is that if they're all bad, then you're just not going to win anyway. So what's the point of me just like spamming heals if they're just going to suck and die or just run away from me or, I don't know, just be terrible?
Are you solo in that? Solo queuing into ranked?
No, I'm solo queue primarily.
That's bananas.
Yeah.
Solo queuing into ranked on a six-man team is crazy work.
I think that if you're good enough, you could probably get through like these like lower-tiered lobbies if you're like halfway decent at the game. You just like, I would like to get to the point where people use their microphones a little bit.
I think you're asking a lot. I don't think you're asking a lot, but of the general public.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think once you get to like maybe like gold, people probably start using their microphones a little bit.
People that are really good, though, come in with a stacked lobby, though. If you're really about it, you play with a full squad.
I mean, the fact that it's a 6v6, yeah, no, I mean, you definitely need some...
Yeah, maybe they could do like a 4v4 competitive or something like that, or 3v3 or something. I don't know.
When you're playing escort like this, on when we played, their Punisher set up his turret on top of it.
Yeah.
What the hell is up with that?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's a play.
I don't believe it should allow you to do that.
I mean, yeah, because then he's moving. The whole point of the Punisher's turret is that he's
stationary.
But low-key, the turret's not that good.
I like it.
Turret gets, I mean, if you, once you get to like halfway decent lobbies, they're just going to break your turret.
That's what I mean. Like, the moment I hear whatever his vocal cue is, it's like, okay, I'm going to immediately ISO on that guy until he's fucking down.
Well, the vocal cue would be his ultimate. When he goes into a turret, it's not really a vocal thing.
He doesn't say anything when he does a turret?
I don't think so.
Nope.
Mm. Then maybe just whenever I see him go into it, I'm going to shoot him.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing with, like, Groot walls. Like, you know, if you see Groot walls, you got to spam them down, especially if they're, like, blocking your path.
Seems like those go down really easy, like the walls.
Dude, it depends, though, because certain characters, they're not as effective for breaking them. So, I mean, like, certain DPS characters, like for instance, like Spider-Man, you're not going to have your Spider-Man breaking down Groot walls, right? You kind of want him,
That's an ineffective use of Spider-Man.
Right. Sure. You want him infiltrating. I mean, same thing with, like, I don't know, but, like, a good example of somebody that breaks walls, Punisher, because he has the rifle, so it's like deals the damage effectively enough. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or when I was playing like Scarlet Witch, it's like unlimited. You don't even have to reload anything, so you can just like
spam.
Yeah. Or Hela. I like playing Hela. I forgot her name.
Hela.
I like her. Moon Knight is absolutely crazy.
Yeah. No. Like is that DPS. Is that your main or what?
No.
No.
He always gets taken. Frankly.
Really.
He's incredible. But, yeah, I would like to play more Moon Knight. But I usually play, like, Scarlet Witch, even though her ultimate is not my favorite. Punisher gets taken easily.
Sorry.
I like Hela. Well, there's only one L. It's not Hela. I don't know. And then I like playing Venom. I was playing some Venom.
Ooh.
That was really fun.
You like the mobile tank characters?
It's really fun. Yeah. Yeah. I definitely could use some more practice with him. And, like, just playing a traditional tank role, I have, like, no experience in that.
Yeah. That's, like, kind of where I'm at, where I'm trying... Because, really, in a perfect world, I would like to be balanced in all three roles. Like, at least
you're
have
supposed to be,
some
right?
characters that I feel comfortable on to where I could be effective. And I just... From what I'm seeing is that, yeah, people don't generally like going healer, which is, like, fine. But what I notice it even more that the big bulky tanks, like the Magnetos and the Stranges, you don't see people wanting to take those characters, but they seem like they're incredibly effective.
They are. Strange. Like you said, Strange and Magneto can be a fucking nuisance.
Oh, they'd be so annoying to play against. Like, a good one, too.
And then, of course, they have good healers behind them that are keeping them alive. It's like... How do you take an objective when you just have a tank that's not moving, not dying?
So yeah, I'm gonna try and experiment with some Strange, try and get better at Strange and Magneto.
Hey, Rocket's a healer?
Yeah, Rocket's a healer.
He's a really easy healer to use, and he's got the machine gun.
What?
His ultimate is very like team based.
I think his ultimate's kind of weak though. It's really only viable like with a Punisher, in my opinion, or Punisher and Bucky, but Bucky is kind of advanced.
Bucky with the single shot pistol is a little tough.
Good. Why ultimate. Does he have a pistol? Doesn't he usually have like an AR in like the movies and shit?
I'm sure they just balanced it for the game.
Yeah. Like,
I do notice that
he does so much damage.
The DPSs, like, and Hela falls into this category too, because it's the same thing with Bucky's like primary, is that his left click or just like his base attack. I don't like the base attacks that aren't hit scan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's too much of a delay, and it's like you have to like lead your shots, and that is like I find so difficult. And so I haven't had a great experience, even though like I like Bucky's kit and I would love to be a good Bucky player, but I don't know. I just think that other characters are more viable, especially for how often I'm playing this game.
Yeah. Rob, what character do you want to learn?
I want to learn Mantis.
Okay. Great team healer. One of the easier ones for sure.
Yeah.
One of the like highest ranked competitive team players for sure.
Are we clocking Mantis in tonight? Are you guys going to be home in time?
I don't know. If I make it home, yeah.
If you
don't you go to bed at 9?
I do go to bed kind of early. Mia's over there giving me the side eye like, what are you talking about? Video games right now? You're going to play them while I'm home?
What the fuck? Blake, who would you like to learn? Who would you like to be good at?
I would like to be...
You said strange.
Well, I will say that I'm actually probably more comfortable on tank than I am a DPS. I think I'm so bad at DPS.
Really? Okay.
I mean, I think Punisher is too easy. Like, I think it's Punisher really is, like, super straightforward, and, like, I've had incredible games with Punisher. I've also had great games with Star-Lord. Like, I've had games with Star-Lord where I've gone crazy, but...
His mobility and stuff like that can be... If you're locked in with Star-Lord, yeah, you can go fucking nuts.
Yeah, I mean, but I would like to have a DPS player where I feel that's not Punisher, that where I feel maybe like a Storm or like maybe just like a Psylocke, something that's like a higher tiered, like bigger skill gap. I'd like to learn one of them at least to where I could be effective for the team. Because right now it's like if I'm really trying to win a game, I'm locking in Cloak and Dagger and I'm being a great support player.
Good for you, man. That's needed. But yeah, Punisher is like, I think it is great for approaching the game. Like, it makes it easy, but I think it is more fun to branch out to. He's super effective, though. That's the only thing is, like, if you want to do DPS, he's very good at it.
Yeah.
And simple, straightforward. That's a crazy skin.
Yeah.
I got no skins. I'm default skin.
Yeah, no, I have no intention of spending a dollar on this video game.
I'm at zero. I guess this is our new thing now.
Yeah, no, we're just Marvel Rivals players for another couple of weeks, and then, you know, go to the next thing, right?
True. We were Battlefield.
Did it start all started with X Defiant?
Dude, can we show some love to Battlefield? Like, how fun was Battlefield when we...
It's pretty fun.
Battlefield was so fun.
We got a new game. Once it comes out the console, we're switching over.
Delta Force. Yeah.
Have you seen
any gameplay on that?
No.
It's like a super realistic FPS. Did you watch gameplay on it?
Well, slightly, a little bit. I was watching the live stream when you texted me, but...
Yeah.
Couldn't keep up with it.
It's not on console yet.
Mm-mm.
It's like... super realistic. My only gripe that I see so far is, like, how much time they spend healing themselves is fucking annoying. Like,
it reminds me...
You get shot once on the shoulder, you're spending the next, like, 30 seconds, like, taking off your armor, using a med kit to heal up, using another bandage, like, in the middle of a game. It's like...
Yeah, it's just really supposed to be, I feel like, more realistic, because you can go down,
mm-hmm.
get brought back up, but once you go down, there is no more going down, you're dead.
Mm-hmm. It's like super realistic.
And you can't can't get res. Like, you can't come back at all.
You get like picked up and taken to cover and then dropped down and then like revived.
Wow. It sounds like, have you guys seen Escape from Tarkov? It sounds a little bit like that.
That's what they're saying. I read up that it's like a mix between that and Battlefield.
Okay. That's exactly what it sounds like based on your describing.
Like, yeah.
Like, visually it looks like Battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
But do they have like a Battle Royale?
I have no idea.
Warzone?
Yeah, I wonder what how the team, because you would think that with the game, because what it sounds like for me, who's never seen any footage of it, it sounds like the time to kill is very, very fast. Like,
you're super
very,
tactical.
Very, very like, fast.
Like, you're not moving fast, it's like slow paced, clearing rooms, like...
Like, tactical in the sense of like Siege, like, you get your one life and you're like...
Yeah.
Barely peeking corners, you're not trying to get hit at all.
Yeah.
Which slows the game way down. Which some people like.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, once it comes out, yeah.
Yeah.
It's on PC, right? Mm-hmm. Right now?
Free to play? Free to play?
I have no idea.
It better be free to play.
I think
play.
It's more than 2 gigs, so sorry, bud.
I mean, hey, I just cleared up 250, man. I already told the boys off pod,
that's
but...
That's 251.
Yeah.
But officially uninstalled Call of Duty multiplayer.
I think that was on air.
Might have been.
Might have been on air. Oh, well.
Not sure.
Oh, yeah, no, I think I did, actually. I'm an idiot. Don't even remember what I said. All right, boys. Well, this is a great time to hop into trivia right now. And you better believe it. We're doing a Marvel Rivals-themed trivia today.
All right, James. Let's get it.
All right. You both have
You both have an objective today.
An OBJ? All
right, let's hear it. You both are going to get a separate question. Okay. Rob, your question is going to be, name me as many strategist characters in the game, which are the healers. Okay.
I wish you weren't. Didn't say that.
And then, James, your objective is you are going to name as many Vanguard players or the tank players in this game. So I will tell you both that there are 8 characters for each of those classes.
I gotta write it down. I'm not looking it up, but I'm writing it down.
There's 8 of each?
Yes. But just name as many as you can. Whoever names the most will be declared the winner. And if there's a tie, there will be a sudden death question. Rob, you can use your phone, write it down. You don't have to memorize this in your head.
I'll keep the viewers satisfied while we're sitting here thinking. I guess I shouldn't look at the screen over there
either. Yeah, it might be. Yeah, that actually might be a good call. We're gonna turn this off.
I got 5 so far.
Ooh.
I got 3. I think.
Do we have a time limit?
I'm gonna give you guys until 6:33. At 6:30.
Give us 3 more minutes.
3 more minutes. Yeah, I don't think the listeners, they don't want to listen to 5 minutes of silence. 3 minutes.
They don't want to listen to another minute of silence.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't know. I've only played this game once.
Hey, man. But you mained a healer character, so I was like, oh, maybe you looked at some of the other characters in that little...
I just said, oh, damn, Rocket's a healer?
Yeah.
All right, I got 5. I don't know.
I got 3.
You got 3? You know, Rob, wins. You want to take a couple more minutes or no?
No, James wins.
James. Okay. All right.
I got Groot, Magneto, Strange, Penny, and Venom. Who am I missing?
You are missing Captain America. You're missing Penny Parker.
No, I said Penny.
Oh, you said Penny Parker? Yeah, mm-hmm. Did you? You said Strange. So it's... You tell me the one you're missing, because this list is not the same order. Magneto, Hulk, Captain America, Thor.
Hulk, Captain America, Thor. Those are the ones I'm missing.
Hulk, Captain America, Thor. And Rob, the 8 strategists or healers.
So I have Mantis.
Uh-huh.
Rocket. I think Cloak and Dagger.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the other 2.
So there's Mantis. Luna Snow. Okay. There's Invisible Woman. There's
brand new.
Adam Warlock. There's Cloak and Dagger. There's Loki. There's Jeff the Land Shark.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Probably the most infamous character.
I was about to say, sure you were going to get that one. And then there's Rocket.
He's actually good, too. Jeff the Land Shark.
I heard he's really good.
He's good. His ultimate ain't it, but...
What do you... I mean, that's probably the only redeeming thing about that character.
His healing is pretty solid.
I don't know. I think Jeff's pretty bad. But, anyways. I'm real sad, though. I thought... Because I was going to make the... I was going to make the sudden death question, like, you each are going to get...
Maybe we should do the sudden death question.
All right. The sudden death question. Well, I didn't...
Punisher. Got it.
Yeah. Well, it was basically going to be the...
Do you want to pound your cheeks?
It was going to be...
Gotcha. Dumbass.
Punisher.
Answer the same.
Thor.
Hulk.
Next.
Yeah, it was basically going to be you guys each get, like, pass it to you, 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 and name the DPS characters.
I don't know about that.
I'm good.
All right. No, we'll start with Rob. Rob, go ahead.
Punisher.
We're doing this?
Yeah.
Iron Man.
All right. Rob, back to you.
Spider-Man.
All right. There you go. James.
Wolverine.
I think you're right. Technically, Wolverine is technically.
Black Panther.
There you go.
Psylocke.
There you go.
Is Mr. Fantastic?
Correct. Yeah. Mr. Fantastic falls in that category.
Hela.
All right, Rob, back to you.
Bucky.
There you go. James, back to you.
Scarlet Witch.
All right. James, back. Rob, back to you. Rob, there's an easy one. There's one easy one left.
Black Widow?
Yeah, no, Black Widow is technically... All right, James, back to you.
Who's the bow and arrow guy? Jeremy Renner. Hawkeye.
There you go.
Cockeye.
What'd you say, James? Cockeye?
Yeah.
All right. That is what I said. Rob, go ahead.
I don't know any other players.
You know one
so
more.
I gotta
you
get
know
one
there's
more.
There's two more that are I think are pretty.
Venom.
No. Venom. Yeah. Can't give you
Moon
that.
Knight.
Moon Knight was Slam. Correct.
Locked
was
it in.
One of the other ones.
It's all good, dude.
I was talking about how he's like the second character that mm-hmm. I was effective with as a damage dealer. Star-Lord was the answer.
Ah. All right.
That's right.
Yeah, you guys are pretty good, actually. That was pretty good.
I'm not a Marvel guy, but I'd be playing Marvel.
Dude,
Rivals.
I was about to say.
There are characters I don't know who the Adam Warlock.
Adam Warlock, yeah, he's a strategist.
I know, but who the fuck is that guy?
Oh, so do I look like I fucking watch Marvel?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You look like it.
I look like
you said. It? Do I look like a guy? And I said yes. Don't ask that kind of question if you don't want to hear the answer.
All right. I look like I watch Marvels.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Adam
Warlock? Who the fuck is this guy? I just tried to do a Conor McGregor impression. What would you guys say out of 10? Who the fuck is this guy?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Who the fuck? That was so much better.
Yeah.
Just one.
Welcome to the podcast, Mr. McGregor. What's going
proper
on?
Proper number 12. Who the fuck is that guy?
I don't give a
fuck. It's a proper Irish whiskey.
That's funny.
Fun fact, did you know that Irish whiskey is the only whiskey spelled with two E's?
One E.
With one E. All other whiskeys cannot be use one E.
Which word has one E?
Whiskey. Whiskey.
It only has one E?
Correct. Irish whiskey specifically.
Whiskey. How do you spell American whiskey?
With a Y.
Oh, you're saying the Irish one is E-E at the end?
Just one E.
That's American, though. E-Y.
There's exactly. No Y in, I guess.
Oh.
Is there a Y in their alphabet?
The Gaelic alphabet? Sounds like your language, dude. You looking gays?
Dude, out of all of us, I think Rob looks the most Gaelic out of all
Whoa!
Of us.
Whoa!
If you had to get a tattoo of a brand... I don't know if I asked this. I feel like I did. What brand would you get tattooed on your body? It is the size of a...
Your fist?
No, might be a little too big.
You know what? I think I'm putting the Lululemon sign on my lower back.
So you can get covered in nut? From your boys?
I'm just saying the up-down horseshoes, they look really cute.
I can't picture... The logo. Isn't it an Omega?
It's like a... Yeah. I don't know.
You get that? I didn't even ask where you'd put it, but that's...
Yeah.
You get a tramp stamp?
No, I mean, I think... It has to be a brand's logo. Maybe just a Nike swoosh. Probably just do a Nike swoosh.
Where? Same spot.
Same spot.
Side of my foot.
Side of your foot? Like it's a shoe? You get Adidas on the other one?
I don't
like Adidas, huh?
No, not a fan.
Either that, I mean, I think the three stripes logo would go kind of hard.
I'm trying to think of a logo that is also something else, but if you just saw the logo, you wouldn't associate it only with the brand. Like Adidas, you see the three stripes, that means Adidas. Mm-hmm. You see the swoosh, you think Nike swoosh. Mm-hmm. Like you think Nike. But I think there are other brands that have... I'm trying to think of a good example. Golden Arches, you know?
No.
McDonald's?
Yeah.
You know what? I changed my answer. I'm putting the Golden Arches on my lower back.
Dude, you can't steal mine.
Yeah, but you didn't say where,
How
though.
Dare you desecrate the Golden Arches? by letting your boys spray it with baby gravy. I feel like there's at least one basketball player who has the Supreme logo tattooed on his body.
Oh, pretty interesting.
And he, I think he has to cover it up.
That is wild.
I think it's on his calf.
Mm.
But yeah, crazy to get a brand tattooed on your body, I think.
Are you getting paid?
Fuck no, they're not getting paid. Because yeah, think about not, like, I feel like paid. Bikers get like Harley tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh yeah.
Biker
like a,
gang
like
guys.
A shield or something like that.
You know, I'm trying to think of another example of not a prison gang that gets tattoos of a corporation. I don't know.
That's a tough one.
Let's see. J.R. Smith has a Supreme tattoo on his calf.
Mm.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, but he's not in the league anymore, so yeah, I'm sure that was a short-lived thing.
But just a crazy move.
Yeah, well, that guy probably got tattoos of everything, because he's tatted up to the gills, brother.
But just not being paid.
What is it with ball players that just they're just inked to the fucking
What else are they
going to
do with their money?
They just got ink everywhere.
Rookie year.
That first,
nothing.
That bonus comes
dude,
in?
Dude, you see it now, dude. You can see college kids. They got fucking tattoos. They're all like, have you seen that quarterback for Georgia?
Mm-mm.
He's got like fucking full sleeves everywhere. You're like, what the fuck, bro? How do you afford that shit?
What do you have to lose? You're not going to get an office job. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I always think it's crazy when people are like 16 and they have tattoos. Do you remember that like in high school? Kids getting tattoos?
I never knew any
16-year-olds.
You didn't know anyone?
No, maybe like some, no, well, like that's a lie. I knew somebody with, it's like a dumb tattoo though. It's not like a serious.
They
like,
almost always regret it.
They, but, well, yeah. They like, they also like cover it up. You know what I mean? Like they're not.
Not always, but yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy though. Like a 16-year-old with like a, like a big tattoo.
That's definitely a homie with like a tattoo. Hey,
yeah.
I got my tattoo gun, man. Let me practice.
No, I knew a girl who had one on her ribs and she got it.
No way.
From a guy. It wasn't done at a shop. I think it was done at someone's
house.
It's
usually at someone's house. Or they're doing it themselves.
Like, yeah, they can get in trouble. Like, the shop can get in trouble if there's minor.
Unless there's parental consent.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure you could do it with a parental consent, but still, like, that's fucking, like, what parent would sign off on that?
It's crazy. But yeah, I remember kids having tattoos in high school, for sure.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
James, no desire to get a tattoo?
Not really. Not right now.
Yeah.
Maybe at another crossroads in my life.
Yeah. You and your grandpa maybe should do one when you travel. That'd be sick.
Thought about it.
Yeah.
I thought it should have got like a stick and poke in Vietnam or something.
That'd
like
be
that.
Sick.
Yeah.
How sick would that
yeah,
be?
Yeah, yeah.
Not something huge, but like just like a symbol or something.
Like that's exactly what came to my mind. Like, dude, like they should travel a lot. Like they probably could go to like some super unique like spot and then just get like yeah. a tiny little thing somewhere.
No, that would mean a lot to me. That would be because everything else to me doesn't really mean much at the moment, but that would be really cool. And an amazing story of like, oh, we were in this fucking remote village of Vietnam and got this.
Yeah.
Stick and poke. I think stick and poke's cool. I'd do something like that. Or just like the Supreme logo on my back.
Yeah.
Or the Chef Boyardee back piece.
The Chef Boyardee back piece.
Soup Plantation. Shout out them. Out of business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you serve mid-ass food, you get the fucking bankrupt, dog.
It's not
what
that
do you
bad,
expect?
Dude,
are you fucking. You? There's no way you said not that
it
bad.
It is.
Soup Plantation goes, is the. I can't think of more mid food
I will,
than that.
I will Panera Bread first off.
What?
Yeah. They're in the
Seriously?
Same class of mid.
To me, it goes. It goes Soup Plantation, Panera, hospital food.
No, Panera has some good sandwiches.
Get the fuck out
of here. That's
hospital
food.
You've had good sandwiches, Rob. Don't you dare say
that. You can get better sandwiches anywhere else.
There are Caesar salads?
You're telling me Great. That, like, you think, dude, Subway does a better job of sandwiches than Panera Bread?
I don't know.
Can you get
rather
bad to, soup there, too?
Rather go to Jersey Mike's.
I think you can, honestly. I liked Soup Plantation as a kid, honestly.
Because
as a 10-year-old, I can make my own salad and make my own
shit. Well, as a 10-year-old, you don't have taste buds, so you don't know what good food tastes like.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know what good food tastes like as a 10-year-old.
You were a picky 10-year-old eater.
Right? Oh, dude, I was the worst.
You were the cheese pizza kid?
I was the worst, dude.
Butter noodles?
Dude, I was like the kind of kid. I was the kind of kid, if I got a hamburger at a restaurant and I said no cheese in it, and they serve cheese on my hamburger, you can't remove that cheese. Like, I'm just crying and melting down. There is no, like,
just
removal.
Just like the cheese, you're melting down. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm throwing a fit.
Cheese makes almost everything better. That's crazy.
I don't like cheese.
That's a crazy take.
But of course, yeah, I still loved pizza. Makes no sense.
What do picky eaters love? Oh, you're saying the cheese part. Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
You know what I don't understand? Doesn't. Is people who don't like pizza crust, given you're eating it already.
Yeah.
Just without the sauce and toppings.
To me, usually people aren't eating crust because they're trying to finish the rest of the pizza.
Facts.
Typically, I enjoy it. I love a good crust. But if you're in the mission of, like, I'm crushing this entire pizza, the worst part of it would be the crust.
You save the crust for last.
Sometimes if I'm really hungry, I'll just, like, eat the normal, like, marinara cheese part. But then at the very end, if I'm so hungry, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have this
just
crust.
Straight crust.
Just straight crust.
We never got, like, stuffed crust as a kid, dude.
I hate stuffed crust.
Dude, I had stuffed crust.
It looked fucking awesome.
I had stuffed crust over the weekend from pizza, and I was like, damn, this shit low-key kind of slaps.
Did you eat it backwards, like crust first?
No.
Like a psychopath?
No. I was about to say, you know what kind of people do that are the people that enjoy Sioux Plantation.
Guilty. Hey, at least you won't catch me at a Panera Bread.
I'll be there.
That's where you draw the line, Panera Bread. Like, no, I won't do Panera Bread, but if Sioux Plantation's open.
It's like only unemployed people go to Panera Bread.
Fuck, it's so expensive.
Oh, man, they're going out of business then. There's no way they're making it. It's called Soup and Fresh?
I'll never forget, like, some viral video. I don't know if it was on Instagram or Vine or something like that, but somebody said, like, this is how the mac and cheese at Panera Bread is made, and she literally just takes, like, a sealed bag, cuts open the sealed bag, plops it in the bowl, and then just, like, threw it in the microwave and hit a button and then just served it, and you're just like, ugh. Yeah. Like, that was not what I wanted to see.
It's probably a lot more food that you eat than you realize is made like that, unfortunately.
So I've heard. I was actually reading something like that on Twitter. It's like, because, like, that's, like, essentially what Sysco does. Is like Sysco, like, all of these, like,
The thong
pre-packaged. And then somebody made a comment which actually struck me as surprising, that Cheesecake Factory makes all their food fresh, all of it.
That menu's way too big for
I like Cheesecake Factory. That's
I get a lot of shit, like, but I like it.
Dude, I was about to say, Cheesecake Factory, I've had this conversation with Mia that, like, dude, like, so every now and then you need to hit up Cheesecake Factory.
It goes Cheesecake and Sioux Plantation on the same level.
Oh, now you're just... Blasphemy. Now you're just trying to piss us off. You're just trying to razzle
cheesecake
us off.
Cheesecake is
something
garbage.
You type at a Panera Bread when you're looking for a job.
I don't know how Cheesecake is still in
I think Cheesecake's pretty good. Yeah, the menu's too deep, but, like... I'm usually pretty happy.
I have never had anything from there that I like.
From Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah.
What'd you order?
I don't It's a fucking dictionary.
Then how do you remember that you don't like it?
I got, like, a sandwich or a burger one time.
Dude, the burgers
are like orange chicken,
good.
I think, one time.
Did you get cheesecake?
That's like the only cheesecake. Good thing that's there.
You're goddamn right. It's fucking delicious. It is a weird vibe in there. Like, the decor is a weird thing.
The bread's pretty good.
Dude, the squat bread?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding
me? Lovely.
Keep that shit coming.
Give me that and some cheesecake and I'm out. I don't want anything else.
Yeah, Mia has a cousin and every day for Valentine's Day, they go to Cheesecake Factory. And I'm like, dude, I'm trying to start some, or is it their anniversary? It's their anniversary, excuse me.
I was going to say that place is probably slammed on.
It is Valentine's.
It's probably slammed on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Everything
at the Spectrum was... Boom.
Oh, yeah, no.
It was crazy.
That's always a Sunday.
Javier's and shit like that, cooked. You know, they do those smaller menus and they fuck you on the pricing? Like,
yeah.
Paying $120 a head.
I bet you Cheesecake Factory doesn't fuck with their menu, though, on Valentine's Day.
I don't think they ever fuck with their menu.
That's what I'm saying.
They just keep adding to it. Because
you already know that they're stacked to the gills with employees. Like, they're just absolute. They got a 400-person team running that restaurant.
Yeah. Same thing with BJ's, too. Like,
I love BJ's.
Same, dude. Do you love BJ's?
Yeah.
Nah, damn it. Who doesn't love BJ's? I mean, least if you're a guy, right? Am I
the
right?
The restaurant's even better.
Restaurant's kind of nice too.
Go to BJ's with your boys.
Yeah, but you know what's a strange thing about BJ's though is like, what's up with all of those big ass tomatoes that are on the pizza all the time, and you have to constantly ask them not to put it on?
I'll eat it.
Shut the fuck up.
I like a roasted tomato.
I've never seen you eat a tomato.
I don't like raw tomatoes.
Ketchup? Yeah, I'll see.
I'll fuck ketchup up. Are you kidding me?
No, we definitely
Call me Heinz. They call me 57. I think Cheesecake Factory is better than BJ's, frankly.
Yeah, facts.
But obviously, BJ's has beer, which I appreciate that they have their
own. Cheesecake Factory surely has beer, no?
It's just that they have their own at BJ's. That's what I like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, BJ's is interesting because, you definitely think of the pizza. They do the other things, like, good. But, yeah, Cheesecake Factory. The only thing I will say about Cheesecake Factory is, like, man, like, you will be waiting. You will absolutely be waiting if you go to a Cheesecake Factory.
Would you rather wait at Cheesecake? Hold on. Or Buffalo Wild Wings?
Waiting at Buffalo Wild Wings, dude.
Well, I'd rather go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
I know. You're a fucking stan.
You'd rather wait?
He loves Buffalo Wild Wings.
I thought the question was, would you rather... You can walk in... You can literally just get sat and start eating at Buffalo Wild Wings? Or are you saying wait?
Like you're saying, if they're door to door, like right next to each other, and there's a 20-minute wait at Cheesecake or a 0-minute wait at Buffalo.
I'm going to Buffalo.
Blake, it depends on the occasion.
I feel like I have to. I really have to think about this for a second,
dude. Buffalo Wild Wings takes fucking forever.
I don't think I've ever been there, and it's been like forever. I think you guys just go during game day.
Are you trying to say that Buffalo Wild Wings gives anything above a 3 out of 10 for service?
Oh, it's better than Wingstop.
Better than Wingstop.
It's a different restaurant. It's a different thing. You don't really sit down at Wingstop. There's two chairs.
The thing I would say about Wingstop is that there's like very clearly like a queue, and like they just get through the queue as fast as they can. So if Wingstop is slammed, it's going to take forever, right? But if there's nobody at that restaurant, they're making your wings like right then and there, and like the wait's not bad at all. It's like I'm totally willing to wait for like freshly fried wings and like made in sauce or whatever.
But it doesn't take long for that to build up in time, like. Two people in front of you could be a half hour.
Yeah.
It could be.
You know which location's terrible for Buffalo Wild Wings? Is the Kaleidoscope.
Oh, man. Delete
anything
this.
Anything at the Kaleidoscope.
Nuke this episode, dude.
Why?
Because we're never going to get them for an advertisement, man.
What, the Kaleidoscope or Buffalo Wild Wings?
Both.
We just spoke about Sioux Plantation and fucking
I don't want their fucking money, dude. They can keep it for all
they
I fucking care.
They have islands there, and I like islands.
Islands is at the Mission Mall now.
It's no longer at Kaleidoscope?
No, they opened it at Mission Mall.
Well, there goes my business. No more Howie's?
No, yeah, what the fuck?
Dude, I know, I miss Howie's.
That place
has
been dying since it fucking started,
since
though.
It opened.
Dude, Howie's was so cool.
Nothing's
I'm just saying
really...
Kaleidoscope has just been a fucking...
I think owning the movie theaters...
It's probably still hemorrhaging cashola.
Yeah. Right. I'll tell you what, that Riptide, though, has been... That's been there a
pretty
minute.
Mid.
Yeah, no. Talk about a sushi restaurant. It's absolutely mid.
They charge you up in there. Charge you up the price, or charge you up the ass.
You know what I will say about that Riptide, and this is going to sound so strange, but you know what they are actually pretty good at and reasonably priced at?
Sushi,
calamari,
brunch.
Oh.
They do, and the thing is that there's hella TVs in there. And they do, I remember, like, it was bottomless, and it was, like, fucking 10 or 12 bucks for bottomless. And their food for breakfast, not bad. Good portions. I mean, I think we literally, when I went there, I think I spent, like, 20 bucks, and I was fucking hammered watching football. It was a great time.
Hmm.
Would recommend.
Curious as to what their menu looks like for breakfast.
I will never be there for that.
Yeah, no.
Just the coincidence, that'll never happen.
It's just too expensive. It is always a wait.
When's the last time you guys did like a proper brunch? Like a proper, like, we're going to be a degenerate brunch?
Well, that got fucked up?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Wasn't brunch like the thing to do for a minute?
It was in 2016 to 2019. It
yeah.
was like. But then like your whole day's ruined after that.
It's shot.
You're drinking like a shit ton of champagne.
You know that headache is just going to be unbearable.
Yeah, just ruins the day. It's fun in the moment.
It's Yay! So fun in the moment.
Woo!
And then 3 o'clock rolls around, you're like, ah,
Gotta keep going.
I need to go to sleep.
Well, like, somebody always got the great idea of, like, you know, try and keep it going.
Rally?
You know? Yeah. Just to fucking rally. And you're like, nah, I'm going to go home and chill. And you think you're going to chill. But no, you're just going to go home and have a headache. That's it.
Try and take a nap.
And then you take a nap. You sleep for 3 hours. And then it's 7 o'clock. And you're like, well, I'm going to be up until 3 a.m.
Still feeling bad.
Still feeling absolutely terrible. Yeah, brunch was hot for a minute.
Yeah.
But you know what we need to bring back, though? Steakhouses with the boys.
Yeah, I'm always down.
I mean, that's just... We just got to do that more often.
Wood Ranch?
No, better.
Yeah, no, we're talking nicer. Steak. Not. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love a good Wood Ranch meal.
It's not really a steakhouse.
It's
good.
Outback?
No.
Steakhouse.
No,
dude, oh, come on, bro.
That's basically Chili's.
No, it's
Chili's
Outback tier above.
I don't know how they're holding on.
Might be.
I don't know either.
It's not that good.
No, I mean, are they really just selling Bloomin' Onions? That's it. Like, they're just selling onions, huh?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Isn't it so interesting that particular item is like the most calorically dense item that you can get at basically any restaurant?
Interesting.
Like, per gram, it's just, like, the most dense.
I wonder why. Onions aren't that high calories.
Well, it's just the battered and then it's fried.
Yeah.
But, like, I would imagine that it's, like, a real thick layer of batter and a real thick layer of friedness. Plus the sauce and dipping sauce, whatever. Is it... What is it? Is it ranch or is it something else?
No, it's like an orange horseradishy thing, which I kind of like. It's pretty good.
I haven't been to
Well, they have it. I get it at Texas Roadhouse. I don't order it, but I eat some of it. In Texas Roadhouse.
What are you trying to say? Like, you're better than, like, the people that order it?
No, I just order it more. I'm just saying, I'm not going to order it. I will eat some of it. Does taste good. Because I'll get a salad there. They make all their salads in-house. Really good.
At Texas Roadhouse?
Yeah, and they make their own rolls, and they're fucking unreal.
Better
are
than Wood Ranch?
Yeah, they're better than Wood Ranch? No.
Okay, now we got to
so
go to
Wood Ranch,
Texas.
Wood Ranch... It's a roll, and it's, like, kind of buttered and garliced. I would say, like, that's the flavor, is buttery garlic.
Mm-hmm.
This is more of, like, square, definitely soft and puffy.
Okay.
But you spread, like, whipped apple cinnamon butter on it.
And
it's slaps.
That sounds lovely.
So they're not apples to apples in the sense of, like...
I see.
The
It's not the traditional bread roll. Like, I think of Wood Ranch as the more traditional bread roll, but, like, then obviously, like, the garlic and butter.
Mm-hmm.
But, that sounds more of, like, a soft bread, but, like, with, like, the good, like, butter texture. Like,
so
that
fucking
like
good.
That whip butter. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the whip butter. Yeah, crazy. That's the best part of Texas Roadhouse.
I took Mia for her birthday dinner to Summit House in Fullerton. Have you guys ever been there?
Nope. You were telling me about it.
They specialize in prime rib. That's what they do. But, they do, like, the cool sides. So, like, they do, like, the cream spinach and the Yorkshire puddings. And I feel like I'm missing something. Well, cream of some young guy. And then they also do creamed corn. That was actually fire. But, yeah, their prime rib is so fire. But the thing that stands out about that restaurant is just, like, yeah, their prime rib is out of this world.
I never order that.
Yeah, no, neither do I.
Never order it.
Neither do I. That restaurant, absolutely. But no, the comment I wanted to make about that restaurant, though, is that they do, like, a homemade butter. And, oh my God, like, you ever had, like, a soft, spreadable, high-quality butter? Well, it's game changer.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, oh, they give you, like, the little shitty square that's, like, rock hard. Oh my God.
It's rock hard. It's not even salty. It's not even, like, creamy. It's just, like, a clump of butter.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. All right. Would you rather jump rope naked at work or don't?
How about don't?
Well,
those are your options.
Well, Blake works from home.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean, I could literally jump rope. I mean, I'm good with either. It's a toss up. Let's put it that way.
Makes no difference.
I guess I'll have to jump on it.
On what?
Pause.
Pause.
I saw it on Instagram. Made me laugh. Can you guys give me a song that you really don't like? Not an artist. A song that you really don't like. that maybe everyone else likes that you're like, I don't fucking get it, dude. Hate this song. Maybe I should have gave us more research, I'm just curious what comes to the top of your head.
I mean, there's definitely, I mean, I don't even know the name of the song, but there's definitely a song. I mean, it's just.
What song?
A Nickelback song.
Well, you're already wrong, but what song is it?
I don't know. I don't know the song. I'm bad. I'm super bad with this
All
stuff.
About the Bass by Meghan Trainor. I hate that song.
It's a quick skip.
I'm looking up a most hated songs of all time playlist on Spotify.
Or it's maybe the you know when the iTunes had the preloaded U2 stuff, like the first song that's on that U2 album? I think that's got to be real high up there.
When you get in your car and it connects to Bluetooth and starts playing that first song.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was the worst. Like on the motorcycle, I just pressed play and I pressed the wrong playlist and it just U2 and I'm like, oh.
And then why was it so difficult to delete too? It wasn't even possible.
Talking about making everyone hate you.
There was a way to do it, but
they thought they were being cool.
Yeah, but it's like a 13-step process. Yeah, no thanks.
I heard I don't know if it's just California or the entire USA, but they're trying to make like every subscription in your life you can unsubscribe with like one click. Have you heard of that?
That sounds lovely. So like
anything, whether it's like Spotify or even like a gym membership, which is notoriously hard to cancel.
Oh my God.
Where they make it where you can just like.
Do I have stories about the gym membership? Goodness gracious.
Remember quitting Planet Fitness? You have to call. You have to talk to somebody. You cannot stop online. You had to call during the hours of like 8 and 2. Tell us your story.
No, I don't even want it. It's actually going to make my blood boil. It actually makes my blood boil. Do you know what I did? It was such a pain in the ass to cancel that it was easier for me to cancel my credit card and then call all of the vendors that I had on that credit card that I wanted to keep my subscription to. It was easier to do that than to cancel the gym membership.
Damn.
Why was it so hard to cancel?
Dude, are you kidding me? What do you mean, why?
Because they want to do anything.
What gym was this?
LA Fitness.
Damn.
LA Fitness. I promise myself I will never step into any LA Fitness ever again after my experience canceling with them.
So what? How did you start? Did you call? You
fucking pissed me
off.
Go
online?
Oh, of course I went online first because that's what any rational human would do to try and cancel.
You log into your account and you go to like profile settings, subscriptions,
cancel.
Where is it? Stop subscription and cancel. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they had some. The LA Fitness was wild. They said that you could cancel it by mail too, and I'm like, bro, like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you're gonna
let me just mail it in?
Yeah. But no, they fucking pissed me off, because what actually tilted me was when I went in there.
And then they'll be like, oh, you have to have a manager on duty do it. And he's not here. That's what they probably did, huh? Yeah.
That's exactly what they did.
Do you work there?
I just started working there.
I was the manager on duty.
That's what they do. Oh, you have to do it with a manager, and he's only here between the hours of 1 and 2 a.m.
Little did you know that is the manager you're talking to.
I'm the manager.
Dude, I was so fucking mad. And, like, of course, I got these two bozos here, and I'm like...
Well, they just do, like, check-ins. They don't... Yeah, they probably don't know.
They don't give a fuck,
and
dude.
I'm like, bro, like... I'm gonna cancel it. And so yeah, just never again. But then yeah, no, of course. And then you fucking I literally cancel the credit card, and then the first email I get from them is,
hey,
like, looks like you missed a payment, like, could you please pay us back to avoid this big late fee you're gonna get? I'm like, oh yeah, no, let me call.
Suck my let cock.
let me call you to and pay a late fee to keep my subscription active. Yeah, sure. So they're trying to collect $10 from me because I missed a payment. And then the next month is like, so we noticed you're inactive, so we're willing to give you a discount to keep your membership active. And I'm like, oh, now you realize that I'm not like a fucking, I'm not down with your service anymore.
I just found a website that helps you cancel LA Fitness. You pay $15 to this website and they do it.
No way.
They do it in 3 minutes. Yeah.
What? That's hilarious. That's so funny.
You know what would be funny? LA Fitness sets this up and then it doesn't work. Like, they charge $15.
Thanks,
fucker. This is how they get you. Yeah.
Dude, you need to watch the fucking documentary on the oh my God, what was the website called? Like the Cupid scandal, babe?
Oh, the guy who had the... Ashley Madison?
Ashley Madison. Yeah. No, but the hilarious part was that they offered a service for people that were members that canceled it. And it was like, oh, do you want the extra deep clean, deleted version?
I think I remember hearing about that.
And to like wipe your account.
To totally wipe it so that it's like totally off the internet. Like there'll be no trace of this ever thing. And then they found out when they did the audit that they did nothing different from when you normally cancel. So they were literally just getting all of their canceled membership. Because, of course, everyone's like, dude, I don't want anybody to know I ever went on this website. So they were literally just collecting a free $20 every time somebody did that.
And then it leaked. And then all those people's information got out. Even the people that are like, well, I paid the extra money to delete my account.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so I saw somewhere they're going to try and some sort of legislation. I don't know if that'll go through. God. But to make every subscription easy to cancel.
Yeah.
Should it not take like 1 minute, maybe? Like 30 seconds to cancel something?
Dude, I mean, for those big corporations, like, dude, they got the fucking infrastructure to make a fucking app and cancel
online.
Well,
that's not the problem.
Like,
they're doing it on purpose. They're trying to make it, they're trying to be as shitty as possible about it. And of course, they're going to be like, oh, well, would you stay if we reduced your payment or whatever?
No. You can give it to me for free and I still wouldn't.
Dude, that's the problem with those like high volume business models. It's like, dude, like every fucking member is like such a big deal. So they're like, they do everything in their power because they're trying to keep their subscription members as high as possible. And it's like, there's only like so much margin that they have to work with. They need like fucking thousands of members. I just like basically all of those gyms. Like I decided I will never have a 24 LA, like Planet Fitness, like all Crunch. I probably will never, ever, ever have a subscription to any of those gyms anymore because it's just too, it makes my life way too difficult when I don't want to have it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, you'd have a home gym. That would be the best.
Yeah.
Like a full rig.
Yeah. Truth.
Canceling subscriptions will be a one-click snap under California new law.
That would be lovely.
Oh, customers can cancel the same way they signed up. Who would have fucking thought?
Oh my God.
No fucking shit, that's what it should be.
I mean, it seems like a reasonable thing to do. Like, if you're going to create a subscription service, it should be... That actually would be like a quality of life improvement for citizens of California for sure. And I don't think it would be, it's not difficult or impactful for the businesses itself. It's like, if you have a shitty service, then, you know, people aren't going to use it anymore and it shouldn't be difficult to cancel it.
But like you said, they're trying to retain as many clients as they have. Meanwhile, also having salesmen that work at the fucking gym trying to sign up as many new members as possible, you know? It's scummy, for sure.
Yeah.
And then they push the whole training, the trainer, the private trainer.
Yeah, yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Does your guy still not charge you, your golf lesson guy?
I mean, the truth is I haven't had a lesson in a while just because the weather's been just so terrible, but... I would like to go see. I mean, I've literally texted him. I should go. I'm literally gonna go read this message because I'm just gonna give me 2 seconds. I'm gonna find the dialogue.
We're on the edge of our seat. Rob and I are going to IKEA after this.
Yeah.
It is 7:07.
What time do they close?
9.
Perfect.
So this
will be done in 2 minutes.
Here. This was on Monday, October 14th. Okay,
that was a while ago.
I know, and I've at this point taken at least 10 lessons, like roughly 10 lessons, right? I said, "Hey Ken, looking to have a lesson this Thursday at 1 p.m. if you're available." And I said, "Also, if you need any payments for previous lessons, can you let me know the amount?" Question mark. And he just goes, "The range is closed. The range is currently closed for overseating. It should be open next week. I'll keep you posted."
Doesn't even acknowledge the...
Dude's just a homie, dude.
What is with this? Let me take a lesson.
Let's put this guy on the pod.
And
you're being such a good customer, too. You're like...
I don't, like... He deserves money. Nah, like, he deserves money. Like, I don't know. Like,
he deserves something, for sure. Like what the
fuck? I just want him to know, like, dude, like, I'm not... I don't want you to think I'm, taking advantage of you or anything like that. Like, like I can pay you for these lessons.
Maybe
it's almost suspicious.
He's
it's
like racking like, up everyone's stuff on the side and just gonna hit you with a fat.
Or maybe I mean, screwing dude, the clubhouse by not charging the.
Well, that's
clients.
That's probably what it is. So like,
I think
my,
what he's doing
my,
is trying to fuck over the
my
course.
Theory of that's, what yeah, what is happening is that he basically like. I'm sure if he has a customer he like really doesn't like, then like maybe he charges them because he doesn't want to see him anymore or something like that. But what I think is happening is that the course pays him, but then in return he does these like workshops or like things for like the young golfers. So he'll do like these like group activities with like all of like these young aspiring golfers, and they do a lot of that at that particular course. And I think that like there's probably just not that many people coming in for private lessons in the first place. So it's like, oh, like, you know, if he's already going to be at the course for 8 hours and like he has like an open slot, then like, you know, he'd rather just like see somebody or just like hang out for an hour. Because it's not like super technical. Like we weren't doing anything super technical, but like it's definitely he doesn't have that sole proprietor feel to him where he's like keeping track of everything very, you know.
He works for, but, the, for yeah. the course.
Right? Is this yeah. an older guy?
I mean, he's definitely like not retired age. I mean, he looks like he's like 50s. Huh. Maybe he's like 60.
Maybe he's just a homie. And he's like, I don't really give a fuck, dude. Like, I'll teach you
it,
something.
Again, it must not be his fucking money that no. he's not collecting. Because maybe you don't give someone 10 lessons on your dime and not collect any of it.
Yeah.
Would you? No sole proprietor would. That's, I think you're exactly right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying maybe he's protesting the course by not charging his clients.
Yeah, and
trying to fuck them
and
over.
And like I know that they have like a head instructor and they have like another like third instructor. They have like four dudes that like work there or do stuff, and like when I contacted all of those instructors, like they all gave me rates, and like I'm pretty certain that this guy gave me rates too. I mean, I would have to go back, it was so long ago, but just never.
Out of curiosity, were they all different rates?
The like lower, so like the head instructor has like very clear rates, but the other guys, they were all charging like pretty reasonable rates, like around like 75 to 100 a lesson or something like that.
Okay. I was just curious if like literally each individual decides their own price or whatever.
But yeah.
I wonder if he has to give like a portion or a percentage to the course.
Maybe.
And he just doesn't want to do that.
Depends if he's a... like salaried employee or not, or
you
if,
would just think that some money is better than no money, or like if what if I
he
just
could.
What if I just paid you under the table or something like that, like yeah. like anything.
Why don't you say like, hey, let's meet up? Can we meet up at a local course and I'll pay you $50?
Yeah,
straight to your pocket.
Yeah, do you have to go to that course? Maybe that's the only way he gets paid.
I mean, well, that's
there.
The
that's
thing
where
though.
He works.
Well, that's right. Where he works, right? So if he's like on the clock
40 hours
there,
a week or whatever.
Yeah,
but I got to set a certain amount of time.
I'd say just keep going with the flow and
hey.
Don't bring it up again until he asks.
You've been nothing but a good customer as far as I'm concerned, so you're not doing anything wrong. You've
I mean,
offered to pay a bunch of
that's,
times.
And that was the second time I've done it once over text and twice in person.
But you've never dodged the question of like, he's never been like, oh, can you pay me for last
never.
Week? He's never once said
no.
that or text. That's no. what's crazy to me.
Yeah. I will literally never forget our first lesson because... We did this lesson and like he was so generous with his time. It's like it, you know, most lessons that I've done, it's like an hour on the dot and the instructor's like, see you fucking later, like I got another one,
another
or just like
yeah.
or just like it's been an hour, like I'm not trying to work anymore. And this guy like literally worked with me for like an hour and 20, hour and 30, and I was like, wow, like he was really generous with his time. And then
probably trying to sign a new
and,
client, typically.
And
like,
then...
get generous the first one.
And then he's like... He told me, he was like, oh, like, why don't you keep doing this drill? And like, I'm just like going to go up back real quick. And I was like, oh, okay. And then so I stayed there for like another 10 or 15 minutes, never saw him.
He just did the dash.
He just like wasn't
Chucked
there.
Up the deuces.
And so like, once I like walked around and I noticed that he wasn't there, I'm like, this is like the strangest interaction I've ever had. Like, he doesn't want... Like, I was like... You would think after giving a service that he'd be like, hey, like, you know, like just do
or
the whole
you
rundown.
Paid before, or
most
he
yeah.
didn't give you a spiel of like, all right, are you interested in signing up for like a 6 week lesson plan?
Nothing
which
like
is
that.
Typically what trainers or whatever are trying to sign you up for a prepaid, like, you know, how about for the next 8 weeks we come in and we do $50 a week or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And he didn't do that. It's crazy.
Dude's a homie.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I played golf last week and I mean, I legitimately have the driver yips, but towards the back nine, I figured it out.
And now I'm like, oh man, like I do want to get in the golf rhythm again, but to dedicate time to practicing for golf versus like now I'm like training for a marathon, it's like, oh man, like it's so hard to like budget that time. So pretty much decided that, you know, I would like to see him, but I need to spend time running, need to spend time training, and I'm just spending like my one day a week, like I'll still like to play, and I'm just gonna keep doing that. I mean, I don't like if he asked me for money, sure, I'd give it to him. But like, I don't know if I'll hit him up to take a lesson for a little while at least, just because I just want to train. I just need to train.
Yeah, I feel you. Let's wrap it up.
All right,
let's do it.
89 episodes with the fellas.
Crazy.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. I'm coming up on the big triple digits. That's what I'm talking.
14 more episodes after this?
11 more.
What 11? Are you actually R-tarded or what?
Yeah,
dude?
I told you.
89? And you said 14?
11?
Bro.
Takes like 2 seconds to... Man, dude.
Damn, sorry, bro. You good?
89 minus 100. He doesn't even... 10 to 90 and then another one.
He doesn't even smoke herb or anything like that. This is
year.
Just...
What do you mean a year?
For season 3.
We were just talking about 100.
I was talking about our year mark.
That would be 104. And that would be 15.
Wouldn't it be technically 52? Because 52 would be 52 weeks. 52
times 2 would be 104.
But what you're saying 104
minus
season?
89 would be 15. 15 more episodes until we finish season 2. He was just said triple digits, which implies 100.
I know, and then I was saying to like season 2 ending. Was 14 after this one.
Wrap it up.
All right. Episode 89 of the Bump and Run Boys podcast. If you guys enjoyed this episode, leave a like, send us an email, do all that good stuff. Let us know that you're enjoying the content. This is Blake Ross.
Boy Rob.
And Goose.
See you next week.
Peace.